Now, in the news, military veterans have their own hospitals, right? Their own cemeteries. And now, in a handful of states, they have their own prison units. In Washington State and Oregon and Virginia and elsewhere, veterans who commit crimes can be assigned to special prisons that house incarcerated vets together. Corrections officials say their shared experience makes it easier for them to adapt to life behind bars. But does it help them once they leave prison? KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Every morning, the flags at Stafford Creek Correction Center in Aberdeen, Washington, are raised in a color guard ceremony.
Ensign detail, post your colors.
The 10 men who do the job are inmates and veterans. The solemnity and reverence of their effort seems strange in this setting. The ceremony ends with a salute. The color guard, still in formation, walks along the concertina wire, past the guard shack, back to their housing unit, which inmates call their pod. Inside, the 90 or so men move about freely. The walls here are painted with armed forces insignia and flags. Despite the way it looks, Correctional Unit Supervisor Tara McElravy says the two-year-old program doesn't aim to recreate the military. Rather, it enables the Department of Corrections to use the inmates' shared life experiences to help with rehabilitation and transition.
We want to recapture that positive stuff that they learned in the military and then have them apply it to civilian life. So that's our goal.
The program is attractive to DOC officials because it doesn't cost extra money. Inmates with nonviolent behavior while in prison are eligible. They work with the State Department of Veterans Affairs to sign up for VA benefits, services, and job training. The inmates' common background helps foster a sense of responsibility to each other.
When I came into the pod, people greeted me. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Something is different here.
Michael Kent began serving time for robbery in 2011. He moved to the vets pod about a year and a half ago.
There wasn't all the politics. There wasn't all the other garbage to get involved in. You came in here and there were a whole bunch of guys that were just, all they were trying to do was trying to help each other out.
At Kent's feet is Snickers, a chocolate-colored dog he's training.
Snickers, down.
If the training goes well, Snickers will become a service dog for a wounded veteran. It's one of a few community service programs inmates can participate in.
There's a lot of things that, meaningful things that people can get involved in around here. You just have to concentrate on making your time count.
But there are skeptics who question the effectiveness of programs like these in states like Oregon, Florida, and Colorado. William Brown is a criminal justice professor at Western Oregon University. He's also a veteran. Brown says it makes sense that housing veterans together works well in prison. He says they're already used to participating in what's known as a total institution, or a closed, formally structured way of living.
They've already adapted to the basic indispensable factors of the military total institution, and that's obedience, discipline, survival, and sacrifice.
But Brown says the real test of the program's success will depend on what happens after the inmates are released.
Eventually, you're going to have to put them back into the civilian culture. How are they going to navigate there?
Even within this prison, inmates who are veterans face special challenges. Michael Kent has experienced pushback from guards who are former service members. He's been called out by fellow Army Rangers while working out at the prison gym and jeered while serving on the color guard.
It's almost like a, what right do you think you have to touch the flag? You broke the law. You let people down.
And that's something he and others in this unit know they'll need to deal with on the outside. Not only being an ex-con, but being a veteran who might be perceived as having failed.
We had to go against the stigma. We had to prove to them that, hey, you know what, that may be true, but that doesn't mean that we can't find it within ourselves to redeem that, to reach back.
So far, 8 offenders have been released from the veterans' pods in Washington. One is back in prison. McElravy, the unit supervisor, says the program is a work in progress, but so far the results have been positive, and the state plans to expand it to accommodate more of the approximately 1,500 state inmates who once served in the armed forces. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.